This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The UN is committed to fighting corruption, a phenomenon that affects all countries in one way or another, through the work of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. The United Nations Convention Against Corruption is the only legally binding universal anti-corruption instrument and a unique tool for developing a comprehensive response to what is a global problem. The vast majority of United Nations member states are parties to the convention. Ahead of a conference in Abu Dhabi to discuss issues relating to the convention, John Brandolino, Director of the Division of Treaty Affairs for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, spoke to Yelena Vapnichnaya from UN News and told her that he's encouraged by the way that thinking about corruption has evolved.
I think we have to have a long-term view of fighting corruption. And if you take that long-term view, you actually find that we've come quite a ways. For example, in the last 30 years. 30 years ago, when I was dealing with corruption issues around the world in my job, I often would find people that would say, well, corruption is good in some forms because it helps move, for example, business forward, or this is our culture, this is the way we do things, you can't come in and change it from outside. At that time, bribes were tax deductible. At that time, there were no instruments, international instruments related to corruption. People often didn't want to talk about it, member states, during meetings. Now, 30 years later, it's a completely different environment. Bribes are not now tax deductible. In fact, people have committed around the world to ensure they're not. No one would dare say, no member state, no government would dare say that corruption is good in any form at any time. Everybody recognizes the need to deal with it and the need to deal with it together as a group around the world. And we've made some strides in how to deal with corruption. So we found different types of methods and ways that we think can be useful, both from a preventive and also a law enforcement area and international cooperation and in asset recovery of dealing with corruption. So we've actually made quite great strides. And I think sometimes you hear a lot about corruption, but part of hearing so much about it is that because it's becoming more public, people are talking about it more. So it seems like there's more out there, but it's probably just because I think it's being exposed more. The UN Convention Against Corruption has played quite a role in this development in getting people to really focus on corruption and collectively say that we have to deal with this issue globally.
Can you say a few words about this initiative which concerns the countries participating in the Silk Road project?
Around the world, there are lots of anti-corruption initiatives that groups of member states or individual member states are pursuing, and of course China has been a country that has been very active around the world with their Silk Road Initiative. And I think in the context of the Silk Road Initiative, they're looking for an anti-corruption aspect to it. And for us, you know, it fits in with what we're doing generally with countries to help them on a regional basis, on a country-to-country basis, on a global basis, to how do we bring them together to increase the flow of information and the international cooperation needed to deal with corruption, which is often, particularly when money moves from one country to another, it's a transnational crime and international issue that needs to be, you need multiple countries addressing it. So China has been very active and also seeking to use this fora and other fora where people come together to talk about corruption and improve their methods, you know, to ensure that they also get the benefits of these efforts in their Silk Road Initiative. And so they have, you know, for example, they've asked us to help work with countries that are involved in the Silk Road, some of the Silk Road, you know, work and try to bring them together to network better, to be able to work together internationally and share information better. So we as we would with any countries and any initiatives that can help better the cooperation on corruption generally, you know, we're more than happy to help.
Any good examples of successfully fighting corruption?
Well, you know, there are always examples of people making progress in that regard. And you know, I I don't want to talk about specific countries, but let's just say, for example, I'll give you an example. You know, we have a review mechanism. The UN Convention Against Corruption has a process where member states peer review each other, and they see how they're doing and how their anti-corruption regimes, how they can be made better. And it looks very comprehensively at things like, you know, such as, are they regulating properly? Do they have the right codes of conduct? Do they have the right auditing skills? Do they have the right, you know, law enforcement abilities and capabilities? Do they have, you know, laws and legislation in place? The ability to deal with asset recovery, going after assets, seizing, confiscating, managing, returning, you know, and what's interesting, what we see is that some under these reviews, so many countries are interested and eager to make changes that improve their ability to deal with corruption and therefore reduce corruption, and we're seeing it happen. I mean, you know, we have, for example, 90%. Of all countries, you know, that have participated in the reviews, close to 90% have made legislative changes that have bettered their ability to deal with corruption. We have a third of them have said that they've made there have been changes, and we've seen that improve international cooperation and the flow of information and things of that nature. We've seen, I think, you know, probably about two-thirds of them have made strides in preventing in certain areas of preventing corruption that have led to decreased corruption. I think, you know, for example, the Nigeria survey that I talked about before, which was actually being released today in Nigeria, you know, we see, for example, there have been efforts made with the police that have, you know, cut the incidences of corruption in the police, you know, down by almost, 20%. But you know, again, still at a high level, and there's still a lot to do, but we see that there are efforts being made that are making headway. So I think we are making progress in a number of countries. I think I think there's a lot to do, and of course, because it's such a critical issue and because it's connected to so much of what we do and so much of our goals internationally, including the Sustainable Development Goals, it'll continue to be high on the agenda, and I think increasingly higher on the agenda of the international community.